Greetings, and I pray you're having a blessed day. My name is Pastor G, and I'm honored to be your pastor for the day. I'm the pastor of the Crown Alliance Church in Cortland, New York, and we're located on the north side of Cortland on Route 281. I'd like to invite you to join us for our Sunday morning service at 10 a.m. We also offer the sermon on YouTube and Facebook. You can listen live or search for older messages, as well as archived messages on the church's website. Today, I want to talk about what it really means to be a Christian. Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4 tell us this. Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Now, there's a whole lot of meaning in those verses, but to simplify it, when a person gets saved, the control that sin had over their life is put to death. The new life that these verses talk about is that after salvation, when we're tempted by sin, we have the power of Christ in us to overcome it. However, a word of caution is becoming Christ-like is a lifelong endeavor. Habits of sin can be hard to break, even though the power of sin has been broken. I've been a Christian for most of my life, and God still doesn't get or expect perfection from me. But the closer I walk with Jesus, the easier it gets. We need to always remember that we aren't just living organisms carrying out bodily functions. We are image bearers of God. While sin may have blurred the image, Christ's sacrifice clears it back up. Ephesians 2, 1 through 3 give us a clear picture of what our lives were before we were saved. You were dead in your transgressions and sins, gratifying the cravings of your flesh and following its desires and thoughts. So what many people call life, in reality, is dead. But all of that's changed after salvation. Again, being saved doesn't mean we'll never sin. What it does mean is that we aren't ruled by sin. We may sometimes give in to sin, but God helps us to not be controlled by it. The cross took care of the sin nature, and the Holy Spirit will help fight the attacks from Satan and his demons. My prayer is the church can be a place that helps to bring people to the point where they ask Jesus to give them this new life that will free them from the control of the sin nature. Thanks for taking time to hear my thoughts. Once again, I'm Pastor G from the Crown Alliance Church in Cortland, New York, as your pastor for the day.